Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamatzia daf Nun Gimel. We left off on daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. We are at Gufa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. This share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha Shalom, also by Daniel Sadin, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should return home safely. Also by our Shul, the Zecher Nishmas, Mordechai David Ben Shmuel Chaim, our dear friend Dovi Herman Zecharno Levracha, and also Lezecher Nishmas Michal Pinchas Ben Mordechai Halevi, Dr. Michael Frogel Zecharno Levracha, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about in today's daf is the following. We're going to discuss being Poda Meiser Sheni, that's Pachos Mishava Pruta. Apparently you're not allowed to be Poda Meiser Sheni, that's not worth a Shava Pruta. So how do you work it out that you can be Poda Meiser Sheni, that's Pachos Mishava Pruta? The Gemara is going to discuss why Meiser Sheni that's mixed with Chulin becomes Batal Barov. Generally we have a klal when it comes to Ilchas Taroves, is that when you have a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, you have something that there's another way for it to become Mutter, we don't rely on Bittel. We don't allow it to become Batal. Just wait till it becomes Mutter. Meiser Sheni would seem to be a classic example of a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. It's very simple to be Matirin. Just bring it to Yerushalayim and it's Mutter, or be Poda it and it's Mutter. So it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why then do we allow it to be subject to Bittel? That's what Gemara is also going to discuss. If you have Meiser Sheni that entered Yerushalayim and left Yerushalayim, where the halach is you're not allowed to be Poda it anymore, why is that not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Because you just bring her right back in to Yerushalayim. So that's going to be Amud Aleph, a lot about Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to explain a brisa which seems to have two different cases of Meiser Sheni, and we have trouble understanding what each of the cases are. So the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to say it's not really two different cases, it's really one case of Meiser Sheni. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the idea that Meiser Sheni that's worth less than a pruta cannot be redeemed. So what does that mean? Does that mean that if the chomesh that you add is worth less than a pruta, or that the Iker Meiser Sheni is worth less than a pruta, that then it can't be redeemed? So we're going to have two possibilities, both of those possibilities in the Gemara. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara discusses whether the measurement of this chomesh, what does it mean chomesh? Does it mean 20% or does it mean 25%? Or in the lashon of the Gemara, is it a chomesh milagav or a chomesh milavar? So in general, whenever you have a fraction in the Gemara always struggles with that. What exactly does the fraction mean? A fraction, the way we think of fractions, that 1/5 of 100 is 20, or a fraction the way sometimes the Gemara thinks of fractions, is that 1/5 of the total once you add the extra. So 1/5 of the of everything, to once you add the extra to the 100, is 25, because 1/5 of 125 is, right, get it, okay. So let's begin with Gufa on the bottom of Daf, Nun Beis Amud Beis. So Gufa, we had said in yesterday's Daf, that Omer Chizkia, Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shav Pruta, if you have Meiser Sheni, which is not worth a pruta, and therefore you can't be poded on its own on a matbeya, because there's such a halacha that you cannot be poded on Meiser Sheni that's not worth a pruta. So Omer, what you do is you say, Hu v'chumsho m'chulal al mos harishonos. Other Meiser Sheni money that I've already been poda Meiser Sheni on probably has still a little space on the money, meaning I wasn't poda my Meiser Sheni on the full value of the money. Let's say I have a coin that's worth $10. So previously I was poda $8 worth of Meiser Sheni on that coin, so the coin still got $2 of space on it that I could be poda more Meiser Sheni on. So I say that this Meiser Sheni that's Pachas Mishav Pruta plus its Chomet should be nifta on that coin, because there's still a little space on that coin. Because the person is never going to get it exactly right that he's going to have $10 worth of Meiser Sheni on a $10 coin. No, it's going to be $8, $7. So there will always be a little bit of space on the coin, and that way he could be poda the Meiser Sheni that's Pachas Mishav Pruta. There is a group of Rishonim, the Ravid, the Tosa Rush, the Ritva, that all say that Meiser Sheni that is not worth the Shav Pruta, not only can you not be poda it on its own coin, it's on a Daraisa level, it's not even chayiv in pidyon. So much so that the Ravid says that midaraisa, you're allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, meaning it doesn't even have dinim of Meiser Sheni at all. And the Ravid says, so therefore Chizkiah, when he talks about Meiser Sheni, Pachas Mishav Pruta, he's talking about if you initially started with a lot of Maaser Sheni, and what you have remaining is Pach Mishav Pruta Maaser Sheni. But if your initial Maaser Sheni was Pach Mishav Pruta, you wouldn't have to do anything. You wouldn't even have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It wouldn't require a Pidyon. The only reason the Gemara is talking about being pulled to Maaser Sheni is Pach Mishav Pruta is, must be that at some point it was worth more than the Shav Pruta, and this is what's remaining from it. The Ritva writes that Be'emes, Chizkiah is only talking on a Durabanan level. That Midaraisa, you don't have to be pulled in at all, and you could just you just leave it until it rots. And nevertheless, the Chamor Misakein, that even such a tiny amount of Maaser Sheni, you're chayiv to be pulled in. So a different way to learn Chizkiah. That Ein Chinami, it's Pachs Mishav Pruta on a Duraisa level, doesn't require Pidyon, but Chizkiah is talking Midurabanan, that it requires Pidyon. But be that as it may, that was the statement of Chizkiah that we learned yesterday. So now the Gemara challenges Meisve. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim that a truma of Bikurim, if a zar or a kohen who is tameh eats truma or bikurim, chayav nalei misa, you chayav misa b'dei shamayim, v'chomesh, and also if the person who eats it is a zar and eats it b'shogeg, he has to add a chomesh to the keren that he's got to give to the kohanim. He has to reimburse the kohanim for what he took that belongs to them, and he has to add an extra chomesh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel quotes that Shmuel holds that there's a chiv misa by a kohen tameh eating truma from he derives it from the pasuk v'shamru es mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet u'mesu bo ki chaluluhu. So with a chiv misa by a zar who eats truma, the Gemara over there says is learned from the fact that right next to that is another pasuk that the very next pasuk that says v'kol zar lo yochal kodesh. So the kodesh it's referring to is truma. So we have one pasuk that's pretty explicit about a kohen who's tummy eating truma, and he's chayiv misa, and then another pasuk right next to it that says, oh, by the way, a zar is not allowed to eat kodesh, which means truma. So we assume, oh, just like a kohen who's tummy that eats truma is chayiv misa, it must be that a zar who eats truma is also chayiv misa. That's the limud, that zar who eats truma is chayiv misa, according to Shmuel. However, Rav's shita is that no, there's a pasuk in the Torah that tells me that a kohen who's tummy that eats truma is chayiv misa. There is no pasuk in the Torah that tells me that a zar who eats truma is chayiv misa, because he's not. The Rav Shita is that a zar who eats truma is not chayiv misa. The Yerushalmi says that Rav will explain when our Mishnah that we just quoted over here, we're quoting this Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim, Hatruma Vabikurim Chayavin Alein Misa, Rav will learn that it's only talking about a kohen tameh. It's not talking about a zar. What do you mean? But then it says v'chomesh. He's also got to pay a chomesh. That's only for a zar. A kohen never has to pay a chomesh because he didn't steal from Shevet Kuna. Yeah, it's l'tzad in Katani, that the first half of the phrase is about a kohen tameh, and the second half of the phrase is about a zar. So Shmuel is a little more seamless in the reading of the Mishnah, because Shmuel holds that a zar is also chayiv misa, but Rav would have to say that it's l'tzad in Katani. Okay, va'asurim l'zarim, and the halacha is that that truma and bikurim are asur for a zar to eat. Now, that seems pretty obvious. We just said you're chayiv misa if a zar eats it. So isn't it pretty obvious that that it's asur for a zar as well? So Rashi says, yeah, it's obvious, but the Mishnah is saying it because the seifa of the Mishnah says mashen kein b'maiser. So he wants to teach me that mashen kein b'maiser, that not only is there no chayiv misa for a zar to eat maiser, but it's not even asur. So in order to do the contrast of mashen kein, it says asur l'zarim, to show that a zar is allowed to eat maiser. Tosos and the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, Tosos ben Peretz, the Ran, all ask on Rashi that in Maseches Challah you have a similar line, and it does not say Mashein Kein B'Maiser in Maseches Challah. It says that that a zar is not allowed to eat truma, and that a zar is chayv misa for eating truma and for eating bikurim, and it's asurim lazarim. But then it doesn't follow up with saying Mashein Kein B'Maiser. So how can you say the only reason this line appears is because it's setting up the Mashein Kein B'Maiser? You have Mishnah Maseches Challah says the same thing without the Mashein Kein B'Maiser. So how do we handle that? So the Rush on Maseches Chala is quotes a Rabbeinu Tam that's Miyashiv Rashi, that the Mishnah Maseches Chala is just Agav the Mishnah Bikurim. That once the Mishnah Bikurim says Vashem Gein B'Maisa, so the Mishnah Chala uses the same Lashon as the Mishnah in Bikurim. However, other Rishonim say that no, the Chiddush is when we say that Vasurim Lazarim is to tell me that even when you're not going to be Chayav Misa, it's still going to be Asur Lazarim. When you're not going to be Chayav Misa, Zarit Shumi is always Chayav Misa. So when are you not going to be Chayav Misa? If you eat a Chatzi Shir. The Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. So that's what it's telling me. Asurim Lazarim, even if you only have it in the amount of a Chatzi Shir. Aye, but isn't Chatzi Shir a Din Kol HaTorah Kula by every Yisr? Why do I need it to point out over here, Dafka, that a Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah? So you might think that Truma, Bikurim are not Yisurim HaShav B'Kol. They're not Yisurim that apply to everybody. It's only an Yisr for a Zar, or for a Kohen Tameh, but a Kohen Tar is allowed to eat these things, so maybe the dinim of Chatzi Shir don't apply to these things. So that's why it has to say Vasur and Lazarim, to tell me that the dinim of Chatzi Shir, there's a whole din in the poskim whether Chatzi Shir applies to mitzvos, right? We have such a concept of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Yisurim, that for sure, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. What if you have a mitzvah that the mitzvah sachilas b'kazayis? For example, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, right? So let's say you have one kazayis of matzah and two Jews, right? So what do? They just one, two, three shoot and decide who's going to be the one to have the kazayis of matzah? Or is there any value in splitting the kazayis and having each person have a half a kazayis of matzah? See, if you hold that just like Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir is a Kiyum Min HaTorah, it's not the full mitzvah, but it's a Kiyum Min HaTorah, so maybe there is some value in spreading the wealth in such a case. But if you hold that Chatzi Shir is only a din in Isurim, but it's not a din in mitzvos, then there would be no such value in spreading the wealth. This is discussed in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. But anyway, so Vasurim Lazarim, back in the Mishnah over here, the Hein Nichsei Kohen, and the Bikurim and the Truma, they belong to the Kohen, meaning they belong to the Kohen, which means he could be Makadish and Isha with it. It's his. It belongs to him. Va'olim be'echrameya, and they become batel in a 100-to-1 ratio, meaning if the perus of Trumah Bikurim get mixed in with perus of Chulin, and you have 100 perus of Chulin for every one pre of Trumah Bikurim, they become batel and everything becomes Chulin. That's a din midrabanan that you need a 100-to-1 ratio. On a Daraisa level, everything is batel berov. It's going to be batel berov. But midrabanan, we require a 100-to-1 ratio. Utu'unin rechitzas yadayim, and in order to eat them, you need to wash your hands. The chamor gozer tuma on the yadayim, on stam yadayim, that even if you don't know that they're tuma, the chamor gozer that they have a din of a sheni l'tuma. It's a sugi in the first part of Masech Shabbos, and sheni is also shlishi b'truma, and therefore, if you don't wash your hands, you're going to passel the truma. But peros of meiser could be eaten without netilas yadayim, because it doesn't have meiser does not become a shlishi, only truma becomes a shlishi, and the har of shemesh. And it also requires, if a Kohen was Tameh and he went to the mikveh, he has to wait until the evening till he's allowed to partake of Truma. He does not need to wait till the next day when he brings his karban. He doesn't have to. Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, he's just not allowed to eat Kachim. But he's, so if he's, let's say, a Zav who has to bring a karban, so then he does not have to wait for that. He only has to wait for Harav Shemesh, for the night after he goes to the mikveh. So Areilu b'Truma Bikurim, all these are halachos that apply to Truma Bikurim. Mashein ken b'meiser. None of them apply to Meiser Sheni. None of these dinim apply to Meiser Sheni. There's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's no Chiyuv Chomesh. Even if you eat it b'Israel, like you eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And even though there is a din of Chomesh by Meiser Sheni when you're poda it, but there's no Chiyuv Chomesh Meiser Sheni when you eat it outside of Yerushalayim. There's no Israel Lazarim, we said. So all these things, it's not really your Mamon. It's Mamon Gavoa. That's at least a Machlokas. When the Meiser Sheni is Mamon Bailim or Mamon Gavoa. And if it's a nafkamina, is whether you could be Makadish Nisha with it, right? So it at least very likely is not your mamon to be Makadish Nisha with. So all of these things, it's not Tamei Seidai, all these things are dinim that don't apply to Meiser Sheni. So now the Gemara elaborates on what its kasha is. So, my Masha'in Kin B'Meiser, what does it mean when it says Masha'in Kin B'Meiser? it sounds like all of the dinim in the Mishnah don't apply to Meiser. Now, one of these dinim is that all of Echad Umeya, that it's batel in Echad Umeya, that a 100-to-1 ratio will be mevatel trumor bikurim. So, Allah Mechal, the Meiser batel beruba, doesn't that imply that Meiser is even going to be batel berov? You don't need a 100-to-1 ratio to be mevatel Meiser. But the emisal de Chizkia, but if Chizkia is correct, that even a Meiser that's less than a Shavapruta, you can always be poda. There's always the possibility of being poda Meiser, even when it's less than a Shavapruta, Havalei Davar Sheish Matirin. Then every example of Meiser Sheini is a Davar Sheish Matirin, because you can always be poda. You can always make it mutter and recall Davar Sheish Matirin. Afil Be'el Flo Batil. There are two dinim about a Davar Sheish Matirin. Davar Sheish Matirin, we don't say something to Rabbanu Lekula on a Davar Sheish Matirin. Right? That's why Beita Shenol de Biyomtov, if you have, is a Davar Sheish Matirin, because you just wait until after Yantiv. So that's why so we don't say something to Rabbanu Lekula on a Davar Sheish Matirin, and so like the din of Muktzah, we don't say Davar Sheish Matirin, and we don't say Bittel by Davar Sheish Matirin. Rashi writes in the Sechus Beitza that the Svara is Achi Yochlenu Be'isri Yochlenu Be'heter. Why would you rely on Bittel? Why would you rely on something to Rabbanu Lekula? Just wait until it becomes mutter, or make it mutter, so that you don't have to rely on any mechanism that allows you to have an isser. Just make it mutter. So if all these things are, if it's true that Meiser Sheni can always be niftes, there's always a way to redeem Meiser Sheni, how come Meiser Sheni is batel? Meiser Sheni should not be batel. It's a davar sheish matirin. So says Gemara, my demashen kin Meiser de batel beruba. Whoa! All we said in the Mishnah was that all these dinim of truma and bikurim don't apply to Meiser Sheni. We didn't say what the din is by Meiser Sheni. So it's true, the 100-to-1 ratio that you need for Bittel doesn't apply to Meiser Sheni, right? But what the din is by Meiser, it never said that it's Bittel, but Meiser Sheni is Bittel Barov. Dilma lo Bittel Klal. Maybe the reason you don't have a 100-to-1 ratio by Meiser Sheni is because Meiser Sheni just can't become Bittel at all, because it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, and it fits perfectly. So it says, lo Matzisam R'Hachri. Because the legabe truma chumre de truma katani. Nah, that's not the impression you get from the Mishnah. Kule de truma lo katani. Meaning the Mishnah is listing off ways in which truma and bikurim are more chumr than Meiser Sheni. So don't tell me that when it says, oh, truma and bikurim become batel in a 100-to-1 ratio, and Meiser Sheni never becomes batel. That's a chumr of Meiser Sheni, not a chumr of truma. Vakatani vehein nichse kohen. But wait, it says by truma and bikurim that they're the nichse kohen. That's a kula that you have by truma that you don't have by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is considered mamun gavoa, so it could be that all in be'echad umeya also is a kula that you have by truma and not necessarily a chumra that you have by truma, and therefore we don't have a challenge to Chizkia. We were able to successfully defend Chizkia. Again, the challenge in Chizkia was that if you Chizkia hold that you could always be poda Meiser Sheni, then Meiser Sheni should never become batel, because it's always a davar sheish l'matirin. And his answer is Ein hachinami. The Mishnah never said it can become batel. It just said that truma becomes batel in 100-to-1. Meiser Sheni maybe never becomes batel. Ah, you're going to tell me, but the Mishnah is not listing kulas of truma, it's listing chumras of truma. No, it's listing differences of truma. Even chumras, even kulas of truma, such as the fact that a kohen can be mekadesh nisha with truma. Cannot do that with Meiser Sheni. So it's listing both chumras and kulas of truma. So now the Gemara says, wait, but we could still make our kasha stand, because lo salkadaitach, you can't say that that's what the Mishnah means to be miyashiv chizkia. D'tanya be'edya, because it says beferish in a brisa, meiser sheni batil beruba. Right? It says beferish in a brisa that meiser sheni becomes batil berov. Ubeizer meiser sheni amru, meiser sheni b'shav pruta. Which meiser sheni becomes batil berov? Meiser sheni that's not where the b'shav pruta shenichnas yushlayim v'yatza and also Meiser Sheni that got into Yerushalayim and has come out of Yerushalayim, where you're not able to be poded. So you see very clearly that the Brisa says that Meiser Sheni, there are two examples of Meiser Sheni that you cannot be poded. One is if you already brought it into Yerushalayim and then took it out, but the first example was if it's Paks Mishav Pruta, and that is directly against Chizkia. V'emisal of the Chizkia, if Chizkia were correct, that even Meiser Sheni, that it's Paks Mishav Pruta, there's a way to be poda it, then do like Chizkia said, find Meiser Sheni money where all of the value of the money is not already being used up, and use the remaining value on that coin for your pachs misham pruta meiser sheni. So you always have an eitzah according to Chizkiyah. So it seems that Chizkiyah is against the brisa. So it says Gemara, no. The brisa is talking about the lo parik, that you don't have meiser sheni money that you already redeemed other meiser sheni on that you have. Meaning Chizkiyah only works if you have it. If you have another coin that a $10 coin that's $7 worth already used up in meiser sheni, but it's still got $3 that you're able to use up with extra. So it says Gemara, v'nesi meiser. So why don't you just bring a pri that's worth a chatzi pruta of other meiser sheni, be mitzarif it with this pachs mishav pruta that got mixed with perus of chulin, and be poda the two chatzai pruta together on a single matbeya. So says Marno, you cannot be mitzarif this meiser sheni that's worth less than a pruta to another pri that's worth less than a pruta that already got mixed in with chulin, because doraisa when udrabanan. That which is Meiser Sheni, that's Doraisa, meaning a regular pri of Meiser Sheni, and that which is only Meiser Sheni Midrabanan, meaning a Meiser Sheni pri that is already mixed with Chulin, and therefore on a Doraisa level is already Batel and doesn't even have the status of Meiser Sheni anymore, they're not Mitzarif with each other on the same Matbeah, because Midoraisa you only have a Chatzi Pruta Meiser Sheni, so that's not going to be Tofes Bepidyon, and therefore you're going to be eating that Meiser Sheni without a proper Chilul. So it says, okay, so all you need to do is find another Chatzi Pruta of Meiser Sheni Midraban, right? Meaning the Meiser Sheni that's mixed with Chulin on a Darais level is Batel. The idea of Dovah Sheish Matirin is not Batel, is only a Din Midraban, right? So on a Darais level, it's Batel. So you need to find another Chatzi Pruta worth of Meiser Sheni Midrabanan. So how do you manufacture Meiser Sheni Midrabanan? V'nesi Demai. Bring Meiser Sheni of Demai, that which was purchased from an Amei Aretz, and not trusted to have removed the Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. So do that. So says Gemara, can't do that. Dilma Asi Lasuya Vadai. You might come to bring a Chatzi Pruta of Meiser Sheni Vadai to be Mitzari Filin, and then you run into the same problem that a Doraisa and Drabanan, meaning people won't know to make that Chilik. They won't know that they, if you tell them that you could bring another Chatzi Pruta of Meiser Sheni of Demai and be Mitzari Filin with this Meiser Sheni that's Bitar Roves, they're going to end up bringing Meiser Sheni Midaraisa and try to be Mitzari. So it says, well, okay, but Vinesi Shtei Prutos, Vinachalal Alayu, Meiser Bishav, Meiser Bepruto Mechsa, Vinachalal. Hi, al hechisera. Meaning, why don't you do the following? Bring two prutos, be mechalal meiser sheni that's worth 1.5 prutos, real meiser sheni, it's worth 1.5 prutos, and then be mechalal the other chatzi pruta that's in the taroves on the remaining half a pruta that's left on the coin. So it says, misav pruta mechsa tafsa shte prutos. Do you think that it works that a pruto mechsa worth a meiser sheni will be nitfas on two prutos? Lo, pruta tafsa pruta, vechatzi pruta lo tafsa. The way it would work is the one pruta worth a Meiser Sheni will be tofes on one pruta. The other half of pruta Meiser Sheni just won't be tofes at all on the second pruta because it's not a pruta shlema, it's not a full pruta. So if you want to be mitzarif chatzai pruta with another chatzi pruta, hadra avilei doraisa drabanan, doraisa drabanan lo mitzarfi. You run into the same problem you always had because the first pruta Meiser Sheni will be nifta on the first pruta. Then you have a half of pruta Meiser Sheni left, which you're trying to combine with this half of pruta that's taroves to be poded. It on this coin, well, it's a Doraisa, it's a Chatzi Pruta Doraisa, Chatzi Pruta Drabanan. It doesn't work. So it says, well, okay, I have a better idea. V'naisi Isar. Why don't you take an Isar coin and be Mechal Meiser Sheni B'pachos, whatever is worth, Meiser Sheni that's worth less than an Isar, on this Isar coin, and then you'll be able to Mechal the Meiser Sheni that's Pachos Mishav Pruta on whatever's remaining in the Meiser Sheni that's Pachos Mishav Pruta that's mixed in the Taroves on whatever's remaining on the coin. So Sazen Gemara, they didn't want to teach people to do that. Dilma Asi Lasuye Prutos. You tell people to bring an Isar coin, they're going to end up bringing a Pruta coin, and they're going to end up with the Pruta Mechza situation, and it's going to run into the same problem that we spoke about before of the Doraisa and the Rabbanan mixing together. So, okay, so now the Brisa had continued, and the Brisa had said that there's another way that Meiser Sheni can be batel barov, right? One is that it already was in a taroves. That it was pachs mishav pruta rather, and the other way it could be batel barov is v'shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yatza. That if Meiser Sheni went into Yerushalayim and came out of Yerushalayim, so such Meiser Sheni is going to be able to be batel barov, right? I mean that's what the Brisa had said, that Meiser Sheni is batel baruba, but it said eiza Meiser Sheni amru Meiser Sheni b'shav pruta and v'shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yatza. The two examples of Meiser Sheni opinion that a batel barov is if it's not worth a shava pruta, and if it's nichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. So now we're moving on to that second case. What's this case of nichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza? Pashtos is, you had my sheni, you brought it to Yerushalayim as you were supposed to, you should have eaten it there, but you didn't, you brought it outside of Yerushalayim now. So now it can no longer be now that Maaser Sheni, rather, can become batel barov. So says Maravamai, why should that Maaser Sheni be batel barov? Why don't you just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there the way it is? I mean, you mixed it, it's in the Tarovis with Chula now. Bring the whole Tarovis into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Meaning, Ein Davar Sheyesh HaMatirun, Gadol Mizah. It's clearly a Davar Sheyesh HaMatirun. Just bring it to Yerushalayim and it becomes Mutter. So how can we allow Bittul to take place with such Maaser Sheni? Such Maaser Sheni should become Mutter. So it says, Umar B'Shenitma. Now the case is that Maaser Sheni became Tameh. So even if you bring it into Yerushalayim, you're not going to be able to eat it. And therefore it's a Davar She'ein HaMatirun. And therefore it's Batal Barov. So ask the Gemara, but V'Nifrake, why aren't you just Poda it, even though it's been in Yerushalayim? Damar Ablazim, how do I know that my Sheni that became Tameh, that you're allowed to be Poda it, even in Yerushalayim, even once you're in Yerushalayim? Shenamar, because the Pasuk says when it comes to Pidyon my Sheni, it says lo suchal se'esau, right? It says v'chiyir b'mimcha aderech lo suchal, ki lo suchal se'esau. And then it says v'nasata b'kesef. So ve'ein se'es ela achila. Se'es means that you're not able to eat it. It says kilo suchal se'eso means that the reason you're going to want to be pulled to your ma'aser sheni is because you can't eat all of it. Shenemar, because by the su'uda that Yosef HaTzadik makes for his brothers in Mitzrayim, it says vayisa masos me'es panav. So he gave them manos, he gave them food to eat. So if you see in that lashon of se'es means eating. So Maaser Sheni that became Tameh is lo suchal se'eso. Meaning, when do you ever have Maaser Sheni that you can't eat? You can't eat it if it became Tameh. So you're allowed to be poda it even in Yerushalayim. So the Braisa can't be talking about a case where it becomes Tameh, because even Maaser Sheni that becomes Tameh is Yesh L'Matirin. You're still allowed to be poda it, even if the Maaser Sheni became Tameh. So what's a case where you have Maaser Sheni that's not a Davash Yesh L'Matirin? It's always going to be able to become to just bring it to Yerushalayim or be poda it. No, we're talking about over here with food that was purchased using Maaser Sheni money, not with payrolls of Maaser Sheni itself that got mixed with chulin, and food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money. And the halacha is that food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, you cannot let it re-redeem. And you're also not allowed to eat it because it's tameh, so it has no heter, and therefore it's going to be batel barov. Meaning, batel barov is going to be if it's an ein lo matirin. What are the options to be matir? This food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, you can't be poda it because you can only, you know, that's a one shot deal. You already poda it, so you can't be, you already poda it on the money, and then the money bought the food, so you can't be poda it. So that doesn't work, and you can't eat it because it's tameh. So therefore, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, and a davar she'ein matirin becomes batel barov. So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second, if it became tameh, and that's why you're not able to eat it, lekuach because of maaser nami lifrakei. Why can't you be poda it? It's not. And the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, halakuach because of maaser sheni shenitma yipada. That if it's true, you're generally not allowed to be poda food that was purchased with kesem maaser sheni. But if it becomes tameh, then you can be poda it, because the isser to be poda that which was bought, food that was bought with maaser sheni money, is only on tahar food. But so why does the Braisa say that it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, it's batel barov? L'chora, it's a davar she'yesh lo matirin, you could still be poda it. So it says, that the Braisa is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money that has subsequently become Tameh, you're not allowed to be poda it. You have to bury it, that the Kedusha of that which is bought with Kesem Maaser Sheni is not quite the same as the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni itself, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to be tofes on a pidyon. You're not able to be poded and transfer that Kedusha to different money. So since according to Rabbi Yehuda you can't eat it and you can't be poded it, so it's a davash ein lo matirin, and if it's davash ein lo matirin, it's batel barov. So says Mar, but e Rabbi Yehuda, if the Brice is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that which was bought with Maaser Sheni money cannot be redeemed, my ir yatzah. then why do you even have to say that it left Yerushalayim, that it was something that was brought into Yerushalayim, came out of Yerushalayim? Afilu lo yatsanami. Even if it never left Yerushalayim, it still has no heter. You still aren't going to be able to be pulled to it, because we're talking about peiros that were purchased with kesef meiser sheni. We're not talking about the original meiser sheni peiros. So from the fact that the brisa says, oh, you know what an example is, where meiser sheni is batel brov, if you brought the meiser sheni into Yerushalayim and you brought it out, it sounds like that's an important factor, that it was brought in and out. But based on the ukimta we're making right now, that we're talking about with food that was bought with kesef meiser sheni, that became tamei, you didn't need to go in and out. It's tamei even in, it's an ein lo matirin even in Yerushalayim. Eliyolam b'tahar. So we have to go back to the drawing board. The Brisa must be talking about tahar meiser sheni. Umay yatsa. What does it mean when it says that it was yatsa? That doesn't mean that it left Yerushalayim. It means the nafal mechitzos, that the mechitzos of Yerushalayim fell down, and therefore the meiser sheni is no longer allowed to be eaten there, because the pasuk says lefnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu, and since that meiser has no heter achila, nor does rev pidyon, it's therefore going to be batel brov, because it's ein lo matirin. Asking, how could you say just because the mechitzos fell down, it means you're not allowed to be pulled to them? V'amar Rava mechitza lechol. You need a mechitza in order to eat the meiser sheni lefnei Hashem, to fulfill that requirement of lefnei Hashem d'oraisa, and that's a din d'oraisa. But mechitzos liklot d'rabanan, the din that when once meiser sheni has gone into Yerushalayim, that even if it then leaves Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be pulled to it anymore. That's only a din d'rabanan. So since the din of klitas mechitza, that once meiser sheni has been in Yerushalayim, you lose the ability to be poda it, even if it subsequently leaves Yerushalayim. Since that din is only midrabanan, it makes sense that chikazu rabanan. When did the rabanan make that gezeira? Kiyistin lemechitzos. That's only when the mechitzos of Yerushalayim exist, and you brought the meiser sheni outside of those mechitzos. But kilasin lemechitzos, when the mechitzos no longer exist, maybe lo gazu rabanan, maybe the rabanan were not gozer. This din of klitas mechitzos, this din that once the meiser sheni has been inside Yerushalayim, you lose the opportunity for pidyon. So since the walls of Yerushalayim fell down, so you're allowed to be poda it, and therefore the kasha comes right back. So it's a davar sheish lematirin, because you could be poda it. So how is it possibly batel barov? So it says ma lo plug rabban beinisum mechitzos lemein lesnum mechitzos. No, when the rabban made this din of klitas mechitzos, they didn't make any distinctions between whether there are mechitzos that aren't mechitzos. It's always going to be ein lo matirin. There's no way to be poda it, and because there's no way to be poded, it's going to be batel barov. Another way of being miyashev, the kasha that we asked, that the ratio of the Bryce says the meiser sheni that's less than a shav bruta is batel barov, and we asked that as a kasha on Chizkia. Wait, Chizkia, according to you, it shouldn't be batel barov, because you always have an eitzah, you always have the ability to be poda. Pax mishav bruta, Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna bar Yehuda says in the name of Rav Sheshes, the Bryce is not teaching me two separate cases of meaning. The Bryce sounded like it was. It sounded like it was telling me meiser sheni can be batel barov in one of two cases. Either if it's less than a shav pruta, or if it was nichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. And we tried to, so up until this point, we explained why each of those cases, it's a davar sheh ein lo matirin, why there's no way to be matir those isurim. So the case of where it goes into Yerushalayim and then came out was where the walls fell down, and therefore you lost the ability to be poded. The case of Pax Mishav, we came up with ways that it's ein lo matirin. Says Gemara, no, we misunderstood the whole Brisa. Chada katani. The Brisa is only telling me one case. Meiser sheni shein bo shava pruta shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. It's meiser sheni that's worth less than a pruta, and it's that same meiser sheni that came into Yerushalayim and left Yerushalayim. That's where the Brisa says that it's batel barov, because it had a klitas mechitzos and you can't be poded. And even Chizki is moda that you cannot be poded in that case. Amai, why should it be batel barov? Nahad v'nai levinichli. What do you mean? You can't do anything with it. Granted, even if you can't be poded it, just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there, in the Taroves. So it's still davar sheish lematirin. No, the nafal mechitzos. The mechitzos of Yerushalayim fell down, and therefore the meiser sheni can't be in there. So since it has no heter achila, and there's no way to be poded, it's batel barov. Why can't you be poded? V'amarava, mechitza lechol d'oraisa, mechitza liklo t'rabanan, chigaz rabanan kiyisna lemechitzos, sasa mechitza lo gaz rabanan. Shouldn't we say that the whole din of klitas mechitzos, the inability to be poded once it's been inside of Yerushalayim, is only a din mid rabanan? And maybe the Rabbanan only made that din when the mechitzas was still there, but if the mechitzas fell down, the Rabbanan didn't make that din. Nah, lo plug Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made the din across the board. Iach, if that's the case, that the reason that the Meiser is batel berov is because kaltu mechitzos when it was brought into Yerushalayim, and then those mechitzos fell down, so you can't be poded and you can't eat it. Why does it matter that it's Yem B'Shav Bruta? Why is that a critical factor over here? Afilu Yesh Bo Navi. Then just the fact that it had klitas mechitzos and the mechitzos fell down, that already makes it that you can't eat it, you can't be pulled it, and you're stuck, right? So it's going to be batel berov. So it says Marana, Lomi Bayakamar. The Mishnah is saying like an Ein Tzorach Lomar, Lomi Bay. You don't need to tell me that Yesh Bo, that if it has a Shav Bruta, it's batel berov to kalt on the mechitzos because the mechitzos were collated and therefore it's no longer subject to pidyon. Aval ein bo, but if it's less than a shav pruta ema, I would say lo kol tulei mechitzos. I could have said that since you can't be poda normally you can't be poda pachs mishav pruta, you need ma'us rishonos that already has some meiser sheni on it with some leftover space on the money. You need this rare case in order to be poda pachs mishav pruta. So I would think there's no din of kritas mechitzos, and memela you'd have the din of pidyon and it wouldn't be batel brov kamash v'la. And that's what the Bryce is telling me, that even if it's worth less than a pruta, they were still goes to this din called klitas mechitzos. So now, what comes out from this entire sugya is that Chizkiya was mechadesh how to be poda meiser sheni, it's worth less than a shav pruta. So the Gemara says, okay, but there's an assumption in the whole sugya that normally meiser sheni is worth less than a shav pruta. You can't just be poda it normally. Who says that you can't be pulled the Meister Sheni? That's less than a Shavar Pruta. So Tanur Rabbanan, so let's go back to basics, says the Gemara. We have a Braisa. Pasuk says about Pidin Meister Sheni, Vim Ga'ol Yiga'al Ish Mima Asram. So Chamish So Yosef Elav. The Pasuk says, if you're going to be pulled the Meister Sheni, you got to add a fifth. So we dash from the pasuk mima asro that it's meiser sheni that belongs to a person velo kol maasro. It's mima asro velo kol maasro. That not all meiser sheni can be nifted. That some meiser sheni you can't just be poda. What meiser sheni can you not be poda? Oh, that's the limud. Probably meiser sheni shenbo shav pruta. That if you have meiser sheni that's valued at less than a shav pruta, you can't be poda that. See, in my Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo, Rav Asi Amar Ein Bechumsho. What's worth less than a Shav Pruta that you can't be Poda? So this is a Machlokas Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Is it that the Meiser Sheni itself is Pachs Mishav Pruta? That's when you can't be Poda? Or maybe no, maybe even if the Meiser Sheni is worth more than a Pruta, but the extra Chomesh penalty that you need to add is going to be less than a Shav Pruta, maybe even that you can't be Poda. Meaning the Meiser Sheni needs to be worth four prutos in order to be poda it, because you need the chomesh to be worth a full pruta. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Bo, Rabbi Shimon Lakshon Amar Ein Bechumsho. Same machlokas. So Meisve, the Gemara challenges the shita that holds Ein Bo, Meister Sheni, Shein Bo Shav Pruta. The din is that Meister Sheni that's not, doesn't have a Shav Pruta, you can't be poda it on its own. You don't have to wait to bring it to your Shlaim more until you have Meister Acher, you have other Meister to be Mitzari for the poded. Dayu Sheyomar, you can instead say, Hu v'chumsho mechulal al malos harishonos, that it and its chomesh should be mechulal on money that already I already was poled to my sheni on, meaning Chizkiya's din, right? That's exactly Chizkiya's din, that if I have my sheni pachs mishav pruta, I can be poled it, but only if I find a coin that already has some my sheni value on it and some leftover value on it. So Bishlam Lamanda Amar Ein Bechumsho. If you're going to say that that when it's Chomesh is not worth a Shav Pruta, so the Bryce is talking about Meiser Sheni that itself is worth a Pruta, but its Chomesh is worth less than a Pruta, Haini Diktani Dayo. That's why you use the Lashon of Dayo. The Afal Gav the Bididei is paid, that even though it itself is worth a Pruta, given the Bechum Sheleka, since its Chomesh does not have a Shav Pruta, so you're not able to be Mechal. Unless you have Moses Rishonos, so Shapir. So I understand the Lashon of Dayo. El Lamandi Amar Ein Bo, but if the Bryce is talking about my Sheni that itself is worth less than a Shav Pruta, my Dayo. What is the word Dayo in the Bryce? There's no Chiddish that the Bryce has to say the word Dayo as if to say, like it's a big Chiddish that you can't be poded this. If it itself is worth less than a Shav Pruta, then it's obvious I can't be poded. You'd use the word Dayo if you're telling me a big Chiddish, like even if just the Chomesh is worth less than a Shav Pruta, then I can't be poded. It. So says Gemara, kasha, that it's taka kasha from this brisa on the mandiyamar that ain bo, and therefore we assume that it's ain b'chumsho. You already still, even when it's only ain b'chumsho, that you're not able to be podel. Okay, but tomorrow we'll begin with the sugya of chomesh milagav or chomesh milavar. Have a great day, everyone.
Ashka, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.